Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Proud Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Zion Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a stranger a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life. The brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed. Inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God. This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Lily B, and I'm here to bring us a small little message today. I'm coming from Hebrews 4, 10, and 11, but we are going to focus on scripture number 10. So those who enter his place of rest also rested from their work as God did from his. So we must make every effort to enter that place of rest. Then no one will be lost by following the example of those who refuse to obey. Amen. The key thing here I want us to understand is God rests after his 6 days of creating the world. So it's okay for us to rest from our labor. And I want to clear up, I'm not talking about eternal rest. I'm talking about our physical rest from our daily labors. Amen? Rest, not stress. Let me repeat that. The message is rest, not stress. Amen? I'm going to define what stress and rest mean for us today. Stress is a feeling of emotional or physical tension. It can come from any event or thought that makes you feel frustrated, angry, or nervous. Stress is your body's reaction to a challenge or demand. In short bursts, stress can be positive, such as when it helps you to avoid danger or meet a deadline. But stress for a long time, it may harm your health. Did you all hear? It will harm your health. And stress comes when you are feeling frustrated, angry, or nervous. And I believe the time we are living in right now will create stress in our lives if we don't know how to rest. Amen? And we as people really don't know how to rest. We always feel like we gotta be plugged in on the computer, talking on the phone. We just really don't know how to rest. Rest means cease work. That means to stop work or movement in order to relax. Refresh oneself or recover strength. There's a purpose in rest. It will give you a time for refreshing and a time to recover your strength. So never, never, never think rest is not necessary. If you want to have a successful life, you must learn how to rest. Amen. What does the Bible say about rest and relaxation? You know, I tell my sister all the time, there is a solution for every problem you are going through in this world. While I was doing my research for this topic, I found so many scriptures for rest. So God requires us to rest. He wants us to rest. Amen. Let us see what the Word of God say about rest. Rest is defined as peace, ease, or refreshment. And ease simply means to stop. Just like movement, it means to stop. Sit down and take a breath. Relax means to become loose or less firm, to have a milder manner or be less stiff. The Bible speaks quite highly of rest. It is a repeated theme throughout Scripture, beginning with the creative work. Do y'all realize rest started when God created the world? Because like I said in Genesis 3, God created the whole earth in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rests, not because he was tired, but to set the standard for mankind to follow. Amen. God is so good to us. He leaves a roadmap for our life in every area of our lives. The Ten Commandments made resting on the Sabbath a requirement of law. For those of you who need a background scripture to see if I'm speaking truth, go to Exodus 28 and 11. Amen. Notice that God said, remember the Sabbath. It wasn't something new. It had been there all the time. All God's people and their servants and animals were to have 1 day to rest. I remember growing up when I was a kid, on Sundays, everybody rest. You went to church, came home, ate dinner, nobody worked. Everybody was home. No stores were open like they are now. You stayed home and rest. And it gave you a chance to recoup, talk to your family, reconnect with your family. All of that's important. We have lost all that, people. We are running to jobs 24/7, night and day, day and night. We are always plugged in. We don't know how to unplug. Even when we go on vacations, which is something Americans really don't do anymore like they used to, you take your laptop, you take your computer, you take your phone, and all these things. I'm going to work while I'm on vacation. Well, what's the purpose of going on vacation? You're not supposed to be working. We need to learn how to do that, people. And God said, we don't know how. He said it. The commandment to rest was not an excuse to be lazy. There's a difference between lazy and resting, amen? You had to work for 6 days to get to the Sabbath. So you have to work up to the Sabbath, but you rest on the Sabbath. The land also needs to rest. God is very serious about rest. If you keep your crops continually going year after year after year and don't give the earth the time to replenish and regenerate, your crops will start to fail, amen? Amen. I'm growing a garden, and I know what I'm saying is true. If you steady use the same plot over and over, you never put nothing back in the earth, you don't give it time to breathe, it will die. God desires rest for us because it does not come naturally. Did y'all hear what I said? It does not come naturally, despite what we think. To rest, we have to trust that God will take care of things for us. We have to trust that if we take a day off, the world will not stop turning on its axles. If you take a vacation from your job, people, the ones that are workaholics, you feel like you got to be on all the time, you got to take care of everything, your hands got to be in everything, trust me, the world will not crumble, and neither will your job if you take a couple of days off to regroup. Amen. From the beginning, when we humans decided, we would start making all the decisions. Amen? That's when all these problems started. When Adam and Eve ate the fruit or whatever they did, then they felt like, okay, we know as much as God now, so we can make our own decisions. And it has replicated from then, because we started making our own decisions. And look where we at, making our own decisions. With making all of the decision, mankind has become more tense and less able to relax. It was disobedient in the garden that started this problem. Amen? Can you see that? Disobedience started everything. But obedience now will bring rest that God so desires for us. And that comes from Hebrews 3:7, 4:10, and 11, the scripture I just read. If one of the definitions of relax is to become less firm, then relaxing our grip on our lives, careers, families, and giving them over to God in faith is the best way to relax. Amen. Take your hands off stuff. Take your grip, because we have grips on stuff. We can't even let go to let God. So if you never let go, God can't do nothing in your life. Amen. We still talking about rest, people. Stress and rest. For the Christian, the ultimate rest is found in Christ. He invites all who are weary and burdened to come to him and cast our cares on him. Do you all see how God set things up for us? He lets us know we can come and cast all our cares, all our problems, all our burdens, and then he tells you, I will give you rest if you let go. Amen? You can't hold on and feel like he's going to give you rest, because it ain't happening. It is only in him that we find our complete rest from the cares of the world, from sorrows that plagues us, from the need to work to make ourselves acceptable to him. We no longer observe the Jewish Sabbath because Jesus is our rest. In him, we find complete rest from the labors of our soul and our self-effort, because he alone is holy and righteous, the righteous of God. We can now cease from our spiritual labor and rest in him, not just one day, but always. And I have some things here I want to tell you how to unplug from unhealthy situations and problems. Learning to rest and trust God, read God's word. There is a solution for every problem you have. Google whatever is on your mind, and trust me, the word of God's got an answer and a solution. Amen. Take a day off, walk, run, or just do nothing. It's okay. God got you. Amen. Just let God have his way in our lives and learn to rest. Be happy. And learn to rest and trust God. Take a walk. Take a swim. Eat a smoothie. Eat some ice cream. Just do something for yourself. Self-care is very important. It liberates you. Amen. Amen and amen. So learn how to rest. How to walk and rest. Learning to rest is just something systematic. You know, I take days off myself. I'm retired, and I'm at home with my grandbaby, which is I'm a self caregiver. So it's stressful. It's a lot of stuff to do for her. But I learned about 5 years ago to take a day off. I actually clock in and clock out. I take a day off for myself. I cool out, sit on the back porch, drink a cup of coffee, go to the mall, walk around. I just do some stuff for myself. And when my family say, what are you doing today? I say, I'm off today. That means I'm not helping no one to do nothing. I'm not even going outside the house if I don't want to. So we as people need to learn how to do that. It's okay. Don't feel guilty if you sit down, take a nice bath, run some nice water, sit down. Even if you must, drink a cool, refreshing drink, a iced tea, a cup of coffee,
lemonade.
Something that makes you feel good. And just take a time out. Go and sit by a brook of water, a tree, under a tree. Just learn to close your eyes and thank God for your life. And be happy and excited about God. And if you do all these things for yourself, it'll rejuvenate you. It'll make you feel more like going back to the task that you have to do. And you will be able to do it a lot more better. More focus, because once you work all the time, you get defocused. You can't see. You don't really know where you're going. So take a breath. I always say, take a breath. Breathe. It's okay. You won't pay.